Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day like this. We appreciate God for his mercy. We appreciate God for his loving kindness. Wherever you are, begin to appreciate the Lord. Begin to worship the King of Kings. Begin to magnify his name. He's worthy of all praise. He's worthy to be adored. There is no one like him. He's the Almighty God. Father, we thank you. Father, we worship you. Father, we adore your name. Thank you so much. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage, our prophetic and deliverance broadcast. This broadcast comes up between the hour of 12 midnight to 1 a.m. And I know that God will use this broadcast for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to appreciate him, worship him, and thank him. Lord, you are good. Lord, you are great. Lord, you are kind. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Aha. Lift up your voices and say, Lord Jesus Christ, arise and fight for me. Lord Jesus Christ, arise and fight for me. In the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus Christ, arise and fight for me. In Jesus' name we pray. Lift up Jesus. He is King of Kings. Lift up Jesus. He is Lord of Lords. Lift up Jesus. He is King of Kings. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Thank you, Father. There are seven prayers I want to pray aggressively. Pray this prayer very well. Say, blood of Jesus, silence my mocker in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, silence my mocker in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, silence my mocker in Jesus' name. Pray. Today is the 24th day of the month of October, year 2021. Pray it very well. Say, any power using the hours of the night to steal from me, in the name of Jesus. Any power using the hour of the night to steal from me, in the name of Jesus. Any power using the hour of the night to steal from me, in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, plantation of witchcraft in my life be uprooted by fire, in the name of Jesus. Plantation of witchcraft in my life be uprooted by fire, be uprooted by fire, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, blood of Jesus, deliver me from captivity of witchcraft. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from captivity of witchcraft, in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, deliver me from captivity of witchcraft, in Jesus' name. Say, witchcraft activity in my environment, catch fire, in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft activity in my environment, catch fire, in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft activity in my environment, catch fire, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. I say, every evil altar erected to control me negatively, in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar erected to control me negatively, in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar erected to control me negatively, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, altars of affliction, I am not your candidate, catch fire, in the name of Jesus. Altars of affliction, I am not your candidate, catch fire, in the name of Jesus. Altars of affliction, I am not your candidate, catch fire, in Jesus' name we pray. Just yesterday, I was talking about evil consumption, dealing with evil consumption. The Bible says, why do the eating rich and the people imagine vain thing? The king of the earth said themselves, and the ruler take counsel against God and his anointed. Psalm number 2. La kashata la baraba. Aha. Listen very well. The Bible says, he prepared a table before me. That table is in the presence of my enemy. Any power that is attacking the table of God for your life, any power that has changed that table to present a satanic table before you, may that power be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Psalm 27 says, that the Bible says, Psalm 27, it said, "Who shall I be afraid of? What shall I fear? Even when they came unto me to eat up my flesh," the Bible said, "they stumble and fell." Therefore, every activity of darkness against your destiny shall scatter in the name of Jesus. Shall scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. There shall scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, the Bible says, when men slept, his enemy came, and so it is, and run away. Every evil thing planted into your life in a dream that has affected your destiny negatively, I command that thing now to be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted, be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ. Negative or evil consumption, these are consumption on the altar or on the table of the devil. These are consumption that is performed in the dream. I pray that every food you have eaten that has polluted your destiny, today the power of that pollution shall lose control, shall lose control, shall lose control, shall lose control in the name of Jesus Christ. When someone is being force fed in the dream, when someone begins to eat in the dream, is a terrible thing. It will result to the cage of the spiritual life of that fellow. It will weaken the prayer lifestyle of that fellow. It will make that fellow to be falling into sickness day and night. It will make that fellow, one way or the other, it will make that fellow to suffer what we call infirmity. Do you know that eating the dream can even become a snare? It can become an instrument where the enemy will use to initiate somebody into the evil world. You are going to pray very well. Open your mouth and pray like this. Say, every hidden covenant working against my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant working against my destiny, break, break, break in Jesus' name. Pray. There is somebody that needs to pray very well. Every night you find yourself eating the dream, this is not good at all. And anytime you face this one, you find out that the blessing that is coming ahead of you will just be terminated. We are going to pray now. Say, evil covenant with ninth Ketra, break in the name of Jesus. Evil covenant with ninth Ketra, break, break, break in Jesus' name. Pray. The strength of ninth Ketra in my life, there in the name of Jesus. The strength of ninth Ketra in my life, there in the name of Jesus. The strength of ninth Ketra in my life, there in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, blood of Jesus, purge me clean in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, purge me clean, purge me clean, purge me clean, purge me clean in Jesus' name. We pray. Bring out a bottle of oil if you have. If you don't have, get a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, I pray that the bottle of oil and the bottle of water in the hand of your children shall become an instrument of power. It shall become a divine medication. It shall become an instrument of deliverance and healing. It shall become an instrument for signs and wonders. In Jesus' name we pray. Drink a little. Taloko pakadaka. Then you say this one loud and clear. Say, strange animals walking around my body, get out my fire. In the name of Jesus, strange animal walking around my body, get out my fire, get out my fire. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Aha. Take the oil and anoint your head, and you will shout very loud, my head, receive deliverance by fire. In the name of Jesus, my head, receive deliverance by fire. In the name of Jesus, my head, receive deliverance by fire. In the name of Jesus, my head, receive deliverance by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your chest and say this one loud and clear. My chest, receive deliverance by fire in the name of Jesus. My chest, receive deliverance by fire in the name of Jesus. My chest, receive deliverance by fire in Jesus. They anoint your stomach and say, my internal organs, hear the word of the Lord. Receive deliverance by fire in the name of Jesus. My internal organs, hear the word of the Lord. Receive deliverance. Receive deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray that any evil that have been programmed into your body that is now affecting your destiny, that is making you to be weak when you're supposed to be strong, I command such evil inside of you to get out and go back to the sender. Get out. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Anoint your hand. Say, every cause of poverty attached to my hand, break in the name of Jesus. Every cause of poverty attached to my hand, break, break in Jesus' name. Pray. Anoint your legs. Say, every cause of backwardness attached to my leg, break in the name of Jesus. Every cause of backwardness attached to my leg, break in Jesus' name. Pray. There is a young lady here. You have been praying to get a partner, but you have not been able to get anyone at all. Those who have been coming to you, they are those who have married two wives. They want you to be the third one. There is a curse in your father's house, and that curse is working against you. Pray very well against any curse in your father's house. Pray like this. Say, generational curse of my father's house, arresting my marriage, as the prayer you pray. Break in the name of Jesus. Generational curse of my father's house, arresting my marriage. Break, 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 break. Generational curse of my father's house, arresting my marriage. Break in Jesus' name. You pray that prayer very well. For the next 10 minutes, anoint yourself, and that is it. You are free. Talia bukangra katalakata. Every yoke placed upon your destiny shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy into the life of someone here right from today. The windows of heaven shall be opened unto you, and you shall experience financial overflow. There is somebody here. Your business will move from the level he's now to the next level in the next few days. There's another person here. Somebody has carried a sacrifice against you, but the arrow of that sacrifice has gone back to the sender. I prophesy to your destiny, you will not die but live. You will live to declare the words of the Lord. Every arrangement of darkness against you shall scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. Bring out your prayer request. Heavenly Father, I pray on this request, let there be a divine intervention and let there be testimony. In Jesus' name, pray. Three prayers. I want you to pray harder than the way you have ever prayed. Pray very well. Say, ancestral evil covenant, arresting my progress, break in the name of Jesus. Ancestral evil covenant, arresting my progress, break, break in Jesus' name. Do you know that evil consumption can lead to evil covenant? When people begin to eat strange food in the dream, they enter into unknown world, unnoticed, and to enter into a covenant with a spirit they could not explain. I want to pray very well. Covenant of darkness in the dream, break in the name of Jesus. Covenant of darkness in the dream, break, break, break in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, covenant assigned to useless my effort, break in the name of Jesus. Covenant assigned to useless my effort, break in Jesus' name. We pray. May the mercy of God come upon our lives. May the glory of God come upon our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. You go from strength to strength, from favor to favor. The hand of the Lord shall rest upon your life. You move with the speed and you possess your possession. This weekend, it shall be the beginning of a great testimony in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Beloved, in case you have prayed and God has been working in your life, I want you to know one thing, that your testimony will be bigger than this. Just make sure you share your testimony with us. Send it to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I want you to take that oil and put it on your two eyes. And you say this prayer loud and clear. Say, every secret I need to know for my destiny to move forward, be revealed to me by fire in the name of Jesus. Every secret I need to know for my destiny to move forward, be revealed to me by fire in the name of Jesus. Every secret I need to know for my destiny to move forward, be revealed to me by fire in the name of Jesus. Every secret I need to know for my destiny to move forward, be revealed to me by fire, be revealed to me by fire in Jesus' name. Pray that prayer is very, very important. Pray very well. Take a time for about 10 minutes to pray that prayer. God is going to show you a revelation, a deep revelation tonight. And let me know what God has revealed to you. Thank you, Father. I cover your destiny with the blood of Jesus. I cover your family with the blood of Jesus. You shall move from grace to grace. You shall move from power to power. You shall move from strength to strength in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Beloved, I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1, Close First Act Town. And I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. Don't forget, read your night, Psalm 91, first thing in the morning before you go out, and last thing at night before you sleep. It is well with you in Jesus' name.